You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, sorry to disappoint. I am certainly not James Edwards, but hopefully I'll do an adequate job breaking things down just for you. This is indeed hour three of the Political Cesspool, March the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2017. My name is Sam Bushman. I'm a well-known syndicated talk show host as well. LibertyRoundtable.com, Monday through Friday, two-hour broadcast each day. Hard-hitting talk radio at its best. Our goal always on my program, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Now you know who I am. And we stand together, James and I, and the other staff members of the Political Cesspool, shoulder to shoulder, defending the sacred cause of liberty every single day, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do I do a nationally syndicated radio program, but I'm also the owner of Liberty News Radio that syndicates my show, Liberty Roundtable Live, many other shows, including this show, the award-winning The Political Cesspool program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. So I own the network that syndicates James Edwards, the, in my opinion, one of the best shows on the radio. And I'm delighted to fill in for James. I've got a buddy of ours with us. His wife's the only one that gets to call him dear. We call him the Bombardier. Welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you so much for that great introduction, Mr. Sam. I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to working with you today. James told me we were going to be working, you know, and he said what I've always said. He said that when we put the Bombardier together with Sam, it's like putting nitro with glycerin.
And we're going to do just that tonight as we kick it off, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you a fascinating, riveting story. And let me preface the story with this reality. We don't have all the facts. So mainstream press, when you quote me as you will, out of context, as you always do, make this very, very clear. Do not lie. Tell the truth. The truth is, I'm saying we do not have all the dots connected on this story. Why? Because we don't have enough funding to investigate. We don't have the resources to truly vet this reality yet. But trust you, me, my fellow Americans, we will. So what you're getting is some fact. You're going to get some speculation. And you're going to get some information that's in a sense, half-baked. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I do mean to be very candid, very direct, and very clear about what we've got and what we don't. And I'll do you the honors to know what's what. But let's start out with what Donald Trump has been tweeting over the last day and a half. Here it is. Listen carefully.
Donald Trump already up tweeting something that is causing us all to think a lot more about what's going on. He says, "Terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. Is it legal for the sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election turned down by court earlier? It's a new low."
And he also tweeted, "I'd bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election." So we're following this like you are in real time. These tweets just came out in the last 10 or 15
minutes. What is he referring to specifically? Has he been briefed on something specific the public doesn't know about yet? Or there have been reports suggesting that there are intercepts of some of the conversations of General Flynn and others on the whole Russia deal. And so is he suggesting that the intercepts with information of the conversation, did that come from a wiretap approved by the Obama administration to, though specifically, he says, tap into the phones at Trump Tower?
At Trump Tower,
Obviously, a sitting president going after essentially the incoming president would jack up this whole story the president, current president, has been talking about how the Obama administration was setting traps, these leaks that we see now. This would jack it up that there was a wiretap before the election. Mm-hmm. Remarkable.
This could totally change this entire conversation. I mean, as he said in that tweet, McCarthyism. I mean, this really jacks it up.
Well, it's a witch hunt. If you do believe that the previous administration is doing anything they can to discredit you, to include declassifying intelligence before the election so that if Trump wins, the information's out there to build a case that there's some sort of collusion with Russia, why would it not then lead you to believe maybe they did take some steps, some extraordinary steps while still in office to monitor whether those conversations were going on? And as we've seen before, the president has been pretty astute about getting ahead of the news cycle with more information because he knows it. He sees it. He's got intelligence briefings. Sure. He looks at it. We don't. He tweets it. We speculate about it. And then more information comes out to affirm it.
And even before the president raised this to a whole new level this morning, you had Rush Limbaugh yesterday talking about this very thing, basically saying the Obama administration on the way out the door was trying to spring a trap. Watch.
A silent coup that was put in place by Obama and the Democrats during the transition and before, even after the election. What is happening here is a full-fledged effort here to deny Trump the actual control of governing.
All right, there you have it. I'm going to let it go now. So bottom line is Rush Limbaugh's talking about this, saying a silent coup has been committed. You've got Donald Trump blatantly now tweeting, you know what? Barack Hussein Obama used the power of the Oval Office as outgoing president to troll, to wiretap, to spy on, and to set traps for Donald Trump. They wiretapped the Trump Tower, Donald claims. They set traps for the Donald so that he'll never truly be able to govern. The mainstream press involved completely as well, because remember, it's the mainstream press that's been running around saying, oh yeah, Donald can't even get his cabinet together. It's a disaster in the White House. They're thoroughly confused, knowing full well the Senate had to confirm many of the proposals or suggestions or nominees, if you want to call them that, for the Trump cabinet. And the mainstream press in bed with the Obamas, possibly the Clintons, who knows who, with a huge scandalous story. If this is true, the locker up of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and the chance of that during the election cycle at Donald Trump's rallies will ratchet to a level that you have never seen in your life, ladies and gentlemen. Where this goes, I don't know. Now, that's the facts. Rush Limbaugh spoke out about that, and Donald Trump has been tweeting that, and the news media is covering that right now. Those are facts. Hardcore, that is what's being said. That's what's going on now. I happen to have friends in the media business. And I happen to have intel about what's going on behind the scenes. Some of it I can and will share with you. Some of it I cannot share with you. We've now left facts. We're going to talk about some facts and some connecting the dots for what may happen. Now, there has been some incredible efforts to take people down, including Trump, over a variety of seemingly unconnected issues or disconnected issues. You got the issue about Donald and supposedly colluding with the Russians. You've got the story about Donald and his big business stuff, and that he can't do anything because he's got so many business ties that it's a conflict of interest. You've got Hillary and the Democrats running around in this partisan divide. You've got inside Republicans siding with the Democrats. We hear examples of the Republican Party even participating and trying to take Donald down. Prince Rebus, I know that's not his real name. I like to call him that. Prince Rebus and others, along with some of the insiders, trying to take down Donald Trump and not supporting him in his party. Where does this all go? That's the topic. The Bombardier, ready to open the gates. We'll do it all in seconds. On The Political Cesspool, live.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got to step up my game. I got to deliver this much faster. We're running out of time quickly, and I got to get to it. Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. Eddie the Bombardier Miller riding shotgun on the broadcast, and I'm telling you right now, we used to say the new media is taking center stage, and boy, has it been. But over the last 18 months, I'm going to have to change my tail to communist operation new media takedown. That's what's starting to happen, folks. You got the communists in Operation New Media Takedown going on. And I'm just going to start and tell you that Glenn Beck used to work for the big news network, CNN, and then Fox. They took him down. He works for neither of them. Judge Napolitano used to work for Fox. They shut him down. He doesn't have his show anymore. Well, they were just getting started in the back alleys, in the back woods, if you will. Ways that they could just say, oh, there's been a parting of ways. I'm sorry about that. But it's getting worse, and I'll give you a couple of headlines to make the point. Our buddy Ben Swan, well known, he does Reality Check. He used to work for Cincinnati 19. Now he works for CBS Atlanta 46, well-known TV personality. He decided to report on Pizzagate. Now, let me give you a 30-second on Pizzagate. Pizzagate is where a bunch of pizza front organizations, in other words, they sell pizza, they're pizza restaurants, really are pornography rings. You're going to love this, the Bombardier. They're pornography rings for child involvement, child molestation, child sex, and all kinds of things. And what happened is the stories came up about Hillary Clinton and crew. And the mainstream press shut them down, laughed at them, and let them go. So they thought Pizzagate was done. But Ben Swan did an incredible on CBS 46 Atlanta, an incredible expose on Pizzagate. Look up Pizzagate Ben Swan and you can go watch the video. Anyway, and what happened was he said, look, The mainstream press is dismissing this. Not so fast. There is still Pizzagate. There is still child pornography going on. It's out of control. And we don't have facts on this, but let me connect the dots that we have. And he proceeds to connect a lot of dots. Well, then all of a sudden, Ben Swan's websites, Reality Check, BenSwan.com, TruthInMedia.com, completely shut down, and Ben's off the air at CBS 46 Atlanta. Everybody starts freaking out, melting down. It gets crazy. This was kind of January time, early February. And then before you know it, Ben Swan comes back and nothing is said. And I started to worry, so I called my buddy Ben and I said, Ben, what the heck's going on? Ben responds back and says, I'm okay, Sam. Don't worry about me. But yes, I've been taken down. We can't talk about the details, but you know what? We'll get together and I'll give you more later. Trust you me, though. Things are going to come out. This is getting crazy. All right. Now keep that in your back pocket. We got Glenn Beck taken down. We got Judge Napolitano taken down. Now Ben Swan's taken down. Michael Savage used to have a big show, but he had a big old lawsuit and a big old scandal, and he has now a much smaller show than he used to have, so you could say he's taken down. They're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. The next thing to happen is Mike Adams. His name is, or nickname, I'm sorry, Mike Adams' nickname is the Health Ranger. He does a news organization called Natural News. He does blogs and podcasts, and Natural News is a well-known news service. Mike Adams on it. He's known as the Health Ranger. Then we get a news blip across our desk that says this. Health Ranger threatened by left-wing media goons. And here's what they did. They got a hold of Mike Adams, and they said, meet with us. And so he met with them. He didn't know who they were at first. They gave him a thumb drive, and they said, this is alternative intel on Alex Jones. We need you to use this thumb drive to take down Alex Jones, and if you do, we'll give you $50,000. If you do not, we will take you down as well. This is no joke. So Mike Adams went back, destroyed the thumb drive, wrote an article. That's the article that I just quoted the headline from. I'll give it to you again. Breaking: Health Ranger threatened by left-wing media goons. Anyway, in that article, he explains all this and says, I will not take down Alex Jones. I will not participate in their dishonest subterfuge. I will not participate in the takedown of Alex Jones. Well, then here's what happened. It got crazy because they took down and attacked Mike Adams like you have never seen before. All of his web content is manipulated by Google. It gets worse. The next headline, breaking: Mike Adams again and Alex Jones taken down by Google / CIA. And now the reports are out, and Alex Jones discussing this with Roger Stone, Mike Adams, many others, public airwaves. They've got an open letter and an open begging for Trump to look into this, where they've now basically shut down the Google AdSense and the ad network's capabilities so that Mike Adams and Alex Jones cannot receive money from their ads on the web. So far, Alex Jones claims it's cost him $3 million in lost revenue. And Alex Jones, Mike Adams are now freaking out. It gets worse. But I want to bring Eddie now into the conversation. I believe that there's a bunch of different topics. They're saying Alex Jones is a nut. He doesn't report the truth. Others are saying, well, Mike Adams wouldn't take down Alex Jones. There's about 50 different stories and 50 different reasons that people are being taken down. It seems like they're not all connected. They tried to take down James Edwards and Hillary Clinton on her own webpage, attacked James Edwards in the political cesspool. Right Wing Watch has tried to take me on and take me down. They've gone after us big time during the campaign. Media Matters has tried to take me down. Politico has tried to take me down. The New York Times has tried to take me down. I've forced many of them to retract. But I submit to you that Operation New Media Takedown is underway. And they're not about to let up, and it is going to get worse. And before we get to my punchline on this story, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the bombardier.
Well, Mr. Sam, you laid out about a 2 months worth of show right there. But I'm going to cherry pick and comment on about the about the 15 million topics you laid out. You're talking about sex trafficking. You know, I'm sure you've sat in on some of the shows that we've had with Inspector Jim Rothstein on.
Yeah, of course. You bet.
Pedophilia, I know you've been there, with the pedophilia, the Satan worship, but it's infested with in Washington, D.C. I was speaking to a real well-known person. I wish I could bring his name up right now, but I can't. It might be get me kicked out of my favorite charity that I run for. But I also like to bring up this. It's funny. I was just reading just today this Conchita Sarnoff. She was a D.C.-based nonprofit alliance to rescue victims of sex trafficking. You know, she authored a book, Sam, and talking about a lot about this guy named Mr. Jeffrey Epstein.
And the name of the Jeffrey Epstein is how you say it. Yep.
Epstein. Okay.
Roger that.
The book was trafficking. Well, you know, in part of the book, and people, you might think Sam is kind of off his nut, but he's not. In fact, if anything, he's probably understated the sex trafficking, the pedophilia, the Satan worship in Washington, D.C. This Epstein talked about Bill Clinton, and I think he's made something like 21 and trips to this sex island. This Epstein guy is a billionaire. He has his own 727 jet, Sam. You probably knew that.
Yes, and by the way, the mainstream press has reported his convictions for this. This is not a debate.
He was convicted. I don't know if he did the deal and got out of the jail.
They always get off easy.
You know what? And to show you the power of these people, guys. See, Clinton. It's also documented that Bill Clinton made. I'm pulling out a straw, but I'm 99% sure he made. I know he made trips there. I think he made something like 21 trips to this island. This they call it Orgy Island. It's 72 to 73 acres. Island, middle of nowhere. They have the big mansion there.
Hold on, I'm going to let you rock and roll in seconds, Bombardier. We're going to do it. Yes, there were convictions for Jeffrey Epstein, who's tied into all this. We'll get to that. We'll get to a whole lot more reporting, ladies and gentlemen, on this. We'll tie more dots together in seconds. You are listening to The Political Cesspool. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. An openly gay female police officer from Ithaca, New York, has filed a federal discrimination lawsuit against the department employing her, demanding millions of dollars in damages because of supposed injuries she has suffered because of the department's heteronormative ideology. Sarah Cruz, who has been employed by the Ithaca PD for 10 years, complains that because she is openly gay, she faces the risk of false accusations of sexual abuse from female prisoners. Like most departments, the Ithaca PD has a policy requiring that female prisoners be searched and transported by on-duty female officers. In her lawsuit, Cruz denounces that policy as outdated, stereotypical, and inherently discriminatory. The lawsuit also claims that Cruz has been singled out for retaliatory administrative discipline and punitive duty transfers after speaking out concerning the alleged mistreatment. This case is just another step up the ladder to bringing the light to the LGBTQ community that they deserve under our Constitution, pontificates attorney Ed Kopko, who is representing Cruz. This doesn't address the fact that criminal suspects and even those convicted of criminal offenses enjoy legal and constitutional protections, which include a measure of privacy that is violated when female detainees are physically searched or otherwise scrutinized by male officers. The lawsuit claims that in March 2011, Cruz was harassed by a female prisoner who was aware that the officer is openly gay and threatened to invent false sexual misconduct accusations against her. A heterosexual male in similar circumstances would face the same potential risks. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, we're not taking calls this hour. Let me quickly document a couple of things so that you guys don't think we're out in the weeds on this. Jeffrey Epstein, billionaire, pedophile goes free, writes the Daily Beast.
Bill Clinton.
I'm going to say it again. Jeffrey Epstein, billionaire, pedophile, goes free, writes the Daily Beast. All right, you don't believe me? Go look this up then, ladies and gentlemen. Get her done. Find out who's telling you the truth, okay? Headline says this: flight logs show that Bill Clinton flew on sex offender's jet much more than admitted. Oh, that's Fox News. All right, so if you want to debate sources with me, I'll debate them all day long with you. But nevertheless, bottom line is, the question becomes, why are all these people getting taken down? And because the answer is because we're all willing to report on something significant, and that is these pedophile rings. That is the Jeffrey Epstein connection to Bill and Hillary Clinton, to many other huge billionaires, and it all comes back to the tie to Pizzagate. And as far as we hear on one side of the coin, Trump and Sessions are closing in on Pizzagate behind the scenes. There's nothing that these thugs won't go to. There's no false flag operation they won't stoop to a low to get to stop this. Now, some are saying that Trump and Epstein are friends, though, Eddie Miller, so the plot thickens quicker than we can imagine.
Now, that's true. That is going to be a shocker, Sam. I tell you what, every one of these points, I know the people out there in the audience don't believe it, but every single new point, as you mentioned, we are going to tie together before this show's over. You know, now what we're looking at here, people, we're seeing these people that are pedophiles, they're Satan worshipers of the worst kind. Not only that, and the documentation Sam just talked about, it's there. Not just Jeffrey Epstein, but it's also documented that Bill Clinton is a pedophile up to his eyeballs. He's made many, many trips there. What Sam said is true. And also, get this. You people remember the Monica Lewinsky fiasco where they supposedly indicted, they were going to impeach Bill Clinton? Well, the scoop I have, Sam, and you've probably heard this, everything I've heard, Sam, you're usually ahead of me. Now, the Lewinsky thing was a smokescreen. It was a smokescreen to get people's attention off of this thing called ChinaGate. It was, you know, because Bill and Hillary Clinton, they were selling and trading the most high-tech, the most highly classified secrets that we have, this country here has, especially military high-tech secrets, high-tech hardware, to the Red Chinese when Bill and Hillary was in there. They did it for millions of dollars of campaign contributions from the Red Chinese. Now, see, that's what the big thing was. What I've been able to find out about this, Sam, there was big-time investigations going on. It's a fact. The Clintons were up their eyeballs in trading military secrets to the Red Chinese. And, you know, with Bill in there, Bill, he's always going to have his little sex thing. He was having a little thing. They had this four-star Chinese general. He's the one, don't remember his name, but he's the one that asked the American Congress if what they would trade San Francisco for Taiwan, you know, because there was a little friction there over that. But the point over Taiwan, but here's the point I'm making. The people are attacking Trump right now, who was elected by the people. Trump was not elected by the Russians people. He was elected by the patriots in this community, by the Eddie Millers and the Sam Bushmans of this country, who we went to the vote and we put him in office. These are the people that we're fighting against. We're fighting against pedophiles. We're fighting against people that are murderers. Read the mysterious death of Vince Foster. many, many people have been murdered tied to Bill Clinton, even before he was in office, when he was, you know, in his infamous MENA, Arkansas drug fiasco, were flying drugs in and out of the country, trading arms to the Sandinistas and what in the Contras or what have you down there. But the point I'm making is, all this stuff Sam talked about is tied together.
All right, now let me add to this mix for you. The Daily Caller reporting that the friendship between Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein is given a pass by the media.
Wow.
All right, now that's the Daily Caller. Now listen carefully, because here's more.
Do you really think that's true? Do you think Trump is really friends with Epstein?
Well, let me give you, let me kind of break that down in a minute here. Let's get to a couple more tidbits, then I'll give you my answer. The New York Post talks about the Jeffrey Epstein sex slave scandal that broke the story. Right now, it turns out that Jeffrey Epstein was a frequent guest at Mar-a-Lago.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, but you know, that really doesn't, that right there, just because he was a guest there, was that
well, hold on.
Jeffrey Epstein, was he from New York, Sam?
And they say yeah. Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were good friends, and they had a great relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Right now, let me stop you there, though. And let me make this very, very clear. Just because somebody knows somebody, and just because they are in the same circles with someone, that doesn't mean that they're in on the game.
Exactly.
So just
exactly.
Because
well, that's gonna be my point.
Just because Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Clinton, and others had a membership to Mar-a-Lago, that doesn't mean that Donald, even if he was friends with them, if they came to my place and they bought a $100,000 membership or $200,000, whatever it was at the time, to my specialty private club, if you will, down in Florida, I might be very kind to them and welcome them and, you know, da-da-da, go golfing with Bill and whatever else. And that doesn't mean that the Trump was involved here. And we need to be very careful about that, because here's what I believe is happening. Now we're getting in. Everything I've told you up to now is fact. Now is my conjecture.
Sam, let's see if I can guess.
Yep.
They're trying to preempt.
That's right.
The Jeffrey Epstein thing coming out with the Clintons. They're trying to preempt the preemptive fire. They're trying somehow to link guilt by association, link Trump guilt by association with this Epstein guy, because he did come down to Trump's mansion down here in Florida. But here's the thing I would ask, Sam, and not to cut you off too much. Whose name was on the flight ledger going down to Sex Island, Orgy Island? Was Bill Trump, was the Donald Trump's name on there? I don't think it was, but I do know Bill Clinton's name was on there. That's for sure. And, you know, did they bring any pedophiles to the mansion down there in Florida? Sam, we got that, yeah. They're trying to fake the American people off, Sam, but they're not going to fake me and you off, Sam. But I'm sorry, Edward, didn't mean to interrupt you too much.
And that, no, and that's where we will find out. That's where the rubber meets the road. We don't know all the details. And I'm not here to defend Trump and say he's not guilty or that he is guilty. What I know is the mainstream press in bed with these pedophiles are going to take this to whatever degree they have to.
They're going to lie. But we'll find the lies out, Sam. We will, Sam, you like you said, the facts, ma'am, nothing but the facts for Liberty News and for Political Cesspool. And here's another thing, Sam. Not only the sex thing, Bill Clinton's fingerprints, his signature are all over the Red Chinese, the traitorous, the treasonous information swap, high tech swap. I don't think Donald has ever dealt in any high tech stuff like that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he's been a real estate mongol in hotels and casinos. He has never had any kind of a high tech trade thing going on. But Bill and Hillary Clinton have. But Sam, I think that's what we see right here. We see all these low-life scums, and I include Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, and John McCain, and it's about as low as you can get. Sam, I think these people here, the Ryans, the McCains, and most of the people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, you know, they're all bought and paid for by the same people. You know, the big bankers, you know, the Chase Morgan, the Citibank, you know, the Goldman Sachs. That's what they're doing. We see, and I heard one guy say, Sam, it might even been you, the Donald has come in there, and what he's done, he's turned over their little chessboard. You know, what he's battling, these people he's battling here with this name, the pedophiles, the Red Chinese deals. And by the way, another thing, this Russia thing, they keep pounding on Russia, Russia, Russia. Sam, I think that's another smokescreen, because I don't think Russia is, they're like us in a lot of ways. They kicked out, as we know, they kicked all the international Jewish Zionist oligarchs out of Russia and turned the banks pretty much over to the Russian people. That's what we should be doing here. So the big danger, the humongous danger, is Red China, Sam. And I hear, from what I hear, they're gobbling up. They're sucking up Red China. A matter of fact, you know, they even have these Chinese, they have millions of Chinese young men going into Africa, Sam. But if you've heard anything about that, I may be wrong, but this is what I'm hearing. They're going in there and they're colonizing Africa, and these Chinese men are, since there's such a shortage of Chinese women, they're marrying these Africans, Sam. Have you heard anything about that? But the Russian thing, Sam, I think it's just a smokescreen to take the attention away from the true danger, Red China, man.
All right,
that's
now
what you got to watch.
You're right on a lot of this. Sex is at the heart of it. Pizzagate is at the heart of it. And what they're afraid is, if enough of us new media folks pull on a thread to the suit, pretty soon you're going to find out that, well,
ain't no more suit.
There ain't no clothes for the emperor, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what they're afraid of. And so it's Operation Take Down the New Media to try to stop reporting of the truth.
It's a battle to the death, family.
They're trying to get Donald in a snare. Whether he's guilty or not, don't know. But I'm telling you right now, we got a fight of our lives.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so we got Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein, Bill and Hillary Clinton, all at what they call the Island of Sin in the Caribbean. It's an island that Epstein owns, a sex island where they bring underage kids for sex and more. And now they're trying to basically say Donald Trump's part of it. The question is that true? We don't know the answers. But we do know there are flight logs showing that Clinton took at least 26 trips on Epstein's infamous private sex plane.
Wow, more than I thought.
Dubbed the Alita Express.
That's right, Alita Express.
Now, Trump's representatives have been asked about Trump's ties to Epstein. And, of course, the sources have tried to downplay the connection. Trump's attorney, Alan Garten, told Vice News that his client has no relationship with Epstein. Now, in a statement to the Daily Caller, a Trump's spokeswoman, Hope Hicks, who we know well, by the way, on this program, said that Mr. Trump only knows Epstein socially through the Mar-a-Lago Club, one of the finest clubs in the world. But Trump talked up his friendship before the arrest of Epstein, before his public fall from grace, his convictions, and documentation as a well-known sex offender. "I've known Jeff for 15 years, says Trump. Terrific guy, he told New York Magazine. Now, let me stop there. Hold on, let me stop there and say this. Donald Trump was friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton before this, too. When you're a billionaire, you're in high circles with high people. And no doubt you're going to make nice comments about all kinds of people, because why wouldn't you? You're going to make those comments no matter how well or how well you do not know them. You're going to say, you know what, I met this person or I was... And you're going to play up your relationship with them, whether you know them super well or not, because that's what you do in those big circles. You drop names, et cetera, et cetera. Trump is best at doing that. That doesn't mean they have documentation of his involvement, Eddie.
Exactly right. Exactly what I was going to say, Sam. You know, I have a friend. I was friends with him for years and years. And he was, lo and behold, later on, it's been years since I've known him, but I knew him half of my life. And lo and behold, he was connected to a drug ring. Did that mean that Eddie Miller was connected to a drug ring? No, because I had no earthly idea what was going on with the fellow. And I said nice things about him. He was a big time in our high school. But exactly, just like you said, just because Trump knows Jeffrey Epstein, who is another billionaire, you know, I'm pretty sure, I would think it'd be reasonable, Sam, that there's not as many billionaires in the country as there are Sam and Eddie's and James's. So that's a very small club. And you mentioned this big-time club down there in Florida. If you have to ask how much it costs to join, you can't afford to join.
I'm telling you right now, it's between $100,000 to $200,000. It's changed over the years, depending on the details, just to be a member.
That's a little bit out of my price line. You know, $75,000, how's that go, Sam? But, you know, exactly right, Sam. They're going to do everything they can. And you know what they're going to do? Here's what I predict. It's going to make them look even dumber. They're dying, Sam. This old news, they're dying. It's the gasping breath. It's their death. It's their death.
Now, here's the question, though, Eddie Bombardier Miller. They've now taken down Alex Jones to the best of their ability. They've taken down Mike Savage. I rattled off the people. They've even pointed the turret directly at James Edwards and Sam Bushman plenty of times over the last year and a half. And the real question comes down to what false flag will come. How will it come? Will they try to assassinate Donald Trump? We pray they do not. Will they try to take down more new media people such as ourselves? Will they get desperate and create some hostile act? What will they do as we get closer and closer and closer to exposing their satanic sex ring, drug rings, and really intent to destroy liberty? This is a satanic cabal coup designed to attack God and every one of us who align ourselves with God. That's where this comes to, Eddie.
Sam, you got chills running my spine. You know what, Sam? You and me are always joined at the brain. Exactly. And, Sam, I know you can remember the scripture, but the Bible, I'll just say in the Holy Bible, the Bible speaks to what Sam Bushman just said. It says, and I'll paraphrase it, "We fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of darkness, against evil spirits in high places. We are fighting. We're not fighting against flesh and blood people. We are fighting against Satan himself. Sam, he's attacking God. You're exactly right. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is God, but we have the American patriots put this man in office, and he's trying to rout out and clean out this nest of vipers. And so they're fighting with everything they have. You know something else, Sam, to go along with drug dealers and arms runners and pedophiles? Pelosi just got caught. Did you see where Donald Trump is talking about getting an investigation against Pelosi because she lied? There's photographic proof that she met with the Russian ambassador and lied about it.
Well, and by the way, let me just tell you this, though. It turns out that many, many, many incoming administrations meet with foreign diplomats. This is a common occurrence, ladies and gentlemen. They're taking this out of context and acting like it's some type of violation of classified information or some hostile takeover event or whatever else. And what you really see is the Bill and Hillary's, the Michelle and Barack's, and their ilk as the face of this behind-the-scenes shadow government evil. And literally, they're getting desperate. And so what they're doing is they're coming out of the shadows to try to stop the truth that's rolling forth. And you're seeing their evil hand as they move forward. And I just remind you, whether Trump's guilty or not, I cannot say. But here's what I can say. I'm supposed to use the fruits of one's labors to determine where they are from, or in other words, who they are, what their intent is.
That's right.
And I'm telling you right now that when Donald Trump wants to protect America from terrorists and thugs, he's on target. When Donald wants to have a nationalistic view of America and stand for the Constitution and put pro-life judges in place, those are fruits I can support. And so you can take whatever you want to the bank about who, I don't know. I'm not an insider. I don't have inside intel. But what I know is you can look at the fruits of someone's labor, and Donald has a lot of good fruit, sir, a lot of it. You cannot deny it. From shutting down government schools and opening it up to choice in schools, to moving forward to protect life and to put a pro-life judge on the court, to deregulating government and to downsizing the size and scope of government, all those are good fruits, my friend. And so where Donald is, I don't know. I'm not here to judge. I'm not God. I don't judge. But I do look at the fruit, and I do act accordingly.
And Sam, that's exactly the fruits that you observed, that Eddie Miller's observed. That's exactly where they're fighting him so hard. And Sam, I tell you what, I'm like you. I pray they do not assassinate him. You know, back in John Fitzgerald Kennedy's day, and I was there, I remember the day JFK was assassinated. Did I love JFK? No, I didn't. But, you know, that's when I think the globalists really came out in the open and said, we're killing your president. We're doing it in broad daylight. And what we see the black ops, the intelligence agency, the same old intelligence agency, the CIA, the NSA, and God only knows whatever agencies they've got. They got so many you can't keep track of. You know, JFK was going to bust up the CIA into 1,000 pieces. Well, Sam, I think what we see right now, and by the way, people, don't think the CSA and NSA is out there to protect us Americans. They're out there to spy on us Americans. They're out there to make tax slaves out of us. That's what they're for, to maintain the status quo. We're seeing Trump right now fight the same evil people that JFK came out to fight when he was going to bust up the CIA and fired a bunch of people in the CIA. And one of the head honchos in the CIA that he fired came back as one on the investigatory team. Okay, his name didn't come to mind right now. I don't have that great memory. But I think that's what we're seeing right now, Sam. And here's the thing, Sam. If they do try to assassinate Trump and he survives, I'm going to ask you a question. Will that make him stronger in the eye of the public? Will he get more of the public behind him, even some of his enemies right now? What do you think about that, Sam?
I think if he withstands it, survives, and comes out of the gate even stronger, then I think it might turn against them and change. On the other hand, something similar happened to Reagan to some degree, and he basically was a powder puff after that for the most part. Sure, he was one of the great presidents because he meant well and he was more of a family man than most. However, it has a way of silencing people and stopping people. And I'm telling you right now, they're taking off the gloves. Where it'll go, I can't say. What'll happen, I don't know. But I know this. They will not let, if Donald stands for what he really says he will and dismantles as much of government as he says he's going to and changes the affairs of the republic back to a constitutional republic rather than a pure democracy or a socialist
Marxist venue. They will stop at nothing to prevent that from occurring. Mark those words. What'll happen, I don't know. I pray for peace, but I predict otherwise if they're openly challenged as they have been thus far.
Two quick points here, Sam. Absolutely. Reagan, we had Colonel James Bogreitz, the highest-ranking Green Beret officer living in history. We can't get a hold of him now because he's in hiding. He was on the political cesspool years ago. He claims he saw the actual pellet that he said it wasn't Hinckley that shot Reagan. He said when the so-called CIA agent slammed him into the car, they shot him with this very powerful air gun with his pellet. Colonel Wright handled these same things. And quickly, I hear the music. If Trump fails, we have to support him. The revolution, Sam, is in our hands. It's in the American people's hands, the patriots' hands. Trump cannot do it by himself. We have to come out and fight these evil people, Sam.
Our prayers are with Donald Trump and this. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, turn to God, trust in Him, and we can protect God, family, and country. We need your support, thepoliticalcesspool.org, to download these broadcasts. No need to wiretap us. We'll make it even easier for you than that, CIA. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. James will be back next week, and we appreciate all of you. For Eddie, the Bombardier Miller, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, and the crew, we thank you. Have a good night.